The Caleb Jones blog, my superior version of Attack of the Clones extended audio content. So let me start off with my overall opinion of Star Wars to put all this in context. I am in the generation where Star Wars was a big part of my childhood. I saw A New Hope in 1977, was that right? When I was 5 years old, my dad, and loved it. And growing up with Star Wars, of course, is a big part of my generation, Gen X, and so on. And in terms of the Star Wars movies, the first three are a masterpiece. The first three, the original trilogy. The second half of Return of the Jedi is a little silly. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's enjoyable and it's fun. The prequels were, as I mentioned in the article, I think a huge missed opportunity. They were enjoyable and I enjoy them. But especially Revenge of the Sith and Phantom Menace. Attack of the Clones sucks. But they are enjoyable movies, just with a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And a lot has been written about that. You don't need me to repeat all that here. So then you have the new Star Wars movies, which, as I've talked about at the Caleb Jones blog, are dreadful. They are great if you're an eight-year-old boy. So my eight-year-old nephews think they're just the most wonderful thing in the world, these new Star Wars movies. But if you're a grown man who's watched the other movies, they don't make any sense. You have to shut off too much of your brain. Just too much of your brain for them to make sense. I can't rewatch either Force Awakens or The Last Jedi. I wrote an article about The Force Awakens and I said it was entertaining and a well-made movie, and it is. But it doesn't make any sense in terms of the universe that it's portraying. I tried to rewatch it a few months later and I couldn't make it 20 minutes. I just couldn't do it. I said, nothing I'm seeing on the screen makes any sense, and they're not explaining it, and they're never going to explain it because they can't explain it because they just made it up. They just pulled it out of their ass. Last Jedi, as you probably already know, was even worse. It was actually a spit in the face to Star Wars fans. And yeah, I tried rewatching that again. It couldn't get 5 minutes. I couldn't get past the opening crawl. Literally, the first thing it says is the New Order has now taken over the whole galaxy. Wait, what? What was the point of the last movie? What was the point of Return of the Jedi then? Anyway, don't get me started on that. So, but back to the prequels. So Phantom Menace, unlike the new Star Wars movies, I could rewatch Phantom Menace and enjoy the whole thing and really like it. Despite its problems. Same thing with Revenge of the Sith. I can watch Revenge of the Sith and really enjoy it, despite, again, its problems. Attack of the Clones is tough. That's a tough movie to watch, and I can get through it, but it's boring and stupid and convoluted. It doesn't make any sense. It's not very entertaining. And so writing this article was really hard. I had to sit down with a version of the movie in another screen and kind of fast forward through these scenes to remind myself. I do the movie pretty well. And boy, is it hard. Was this article hard to write? God damn, this movie sucks. And I don't think my version is much better, because I don't think you can make it much better because it's so bad. I think it is better, but I don't think it's much better. I think it's kind of hopeless. So let me talk about maybe what's good about the good parts of that movie. The character of Jango Fett is pretty good. Obi-Wan is great. Ewan McGregor is great as that character. So Obi-Wan's great. What else is good? God, not much else is good. You know, the Emperor is great. He's my favorite actor in those movies and my favorite character. But in the movie, he only has like one little scene at the very end, which is kind of sad. Now, he gets a lot of airtime in Revenge of the Sith, which is fun. But, you know, that's another issue with that, with Attack of the Clones. There wasn't quite enough Emperor in there, in my opinion. Every other character in Attack of the Clones pretty much sucks. Anakin sucks. Padme sucks. Mace Windu sucks. Yoda sucks. Dooku sucks. These characters are just horrible. Boba Fett, the little kid, he sucked. They all suck. Oh my God. So not only is the plot shitty, the characters are shitty. Some of the action scenes are fun, but a lot of them aren't. I mean, like the chase through Coruscant, we already saw that in the Fifth Element movie. So, okay, fine. The battle with Jango and Obi-Wan on Kamino was good. That was good. It was a little too quick. But in a way, that's good. So that was a good battle. The space battle was pretty good. I liked the fact that they didn't use music. I've seen a lot of interviews with George Lucas, and he talks about how even when there is no music, it is a musical decision, which is, I think, is really interesting. So, I mean, George Lucas has a lot of talent. I mean, people shit on him a lot, but he does have a lot of talent. And so it's interesting that when you see a part in any Star Wars movie where George Lucas was presiding, if there's any scene where there's no music, that's actually a musical decision. The music is the silence, or the sound effects is the musical score. And so that's why he had no music for the space battle, where you heard these gigantic nuclear type explosions where there's like this pause and then an explosion. There's kind of a delay in the sound. It's perfect. Very well done. And in terms of action scenes, you know, the scene where they're fighting the insectoid aliens in the big giant warehouse or the assembly line. Again, we saw a better version of that in Minority Report. And this stupid stuff where C-3PO gets his head chopped off and put on a thing. That's a thing to appeal to the kids. I get it, but it's stupid. The monster fight with the three monsters is kind of forgettable. The big battle with the two armies is pretty good, but it's short and there's not a lot of stakes to the battle. So in other words, okay, they're fighting, but why? Why are they? What is the strategic importance of this battle other than these two opposing armies are there? For war battles to make sense and to be compelling to the viewer or the reader, they have to have a reason. They have to have a compelling reason. We're fighting to gain ground for this reason. We're defending our land for this, or our territory or what have you, for this specific reason. There's no reason behind the battle other than we just happen to land this giant army on this planet for no reason. And then you've got the Yoda versus Dooku fight, which again was fun. I liked it and I laughed. A lot of people laugh. I'm not sure if she's supposed to laugh at that scene, but when I saw it in the theaters, I laughed. And I'm like, and my brain, kind of like watching this new Star Wars movie. So I'm like, okay, this looks good, but this doesn't make any sense. Yoda is all about not fighting and about being wise and being spiritual and being a spiritual leader, not about whipping out a sword and flipping around like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Yoda. That's stupid. That just doesn't, again, looks good, but made no sense, which is in a T describes the new Star Wars movies. They look great. They make absolutely no sense. Let's talk about Anakin. I mentioned him in the article, but let me get in a little more detail about him. He's the main character of the story. So if he doesn't work, the story doesn't work, and he doesn't work at all. He is actually irritating in this movie. You actually kind of want him to die. I was hoping that Anakin would get killed or some, you know, massively wounded or something like that. Really hurt. You know, I was hoping that, okay, maybe halfway into the movie, something horrible happens and he goes through this big transformation and has his character arc. And no, he's irritating from the very beginning all the way to the end. And mainly because of George Lucas's script, but also because of his age. He's a teenager. And my version is a guy who's 25 years old. That would have made for a much more compelling movie. By the way, something I didn't mention in the article I feel strongly about. In Revenge of the Sith, so Revenge of the Sith takes place 3 years after Attack of the Clones. So Anakin in Attack of the Clones is something like 18, 19 years old, I believe. So that means in Revenge of the Sith, he's 22. And that's when he becomes Darth Vader. Did you ever think that Darth Vader became Darth Vader when he was 22? When he was that fucking young? That makes no sense at all. You want Darth Vader to be a person who is a valiant and skilled grown man and a very experienced warrior. Then he becomes Darth Vader. That gives Darth Vader more weight. And so in my opinion, the Anakin of Revenge of the Sith should have been 30, you know, 35, something like that. You know, that would have given Darth Vader much more power and much more weight. Because at the end of Revenge of the Sith, I'm like, you know, so I'm watching the original trilogy and this Darth Vader guy is only, you know, it's only 20 years after, let's see, A New Hope is only 20 years after Revenge of the Sith, so that means that Darth Vader is like 40? That just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know, maybe it makes sense to you, but it doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, you can be the judge on whether or not I succeeded in making that script better, and if I get a lot of positive feedback about this, maybe I'll do this again with Revenge of the Sith. Although, with Revenge of the Sith, that's a pretty good movie. Has some flaws, but it's not nearly as problematic as Attack of the Clones.